The opening of deer hunting season in Wisconsin is a big day for Pauline Knoll. But it's not because she's a hunter. Knoll is a veterinarian. Instead of wearing a blaze orange vest, Knoll sports a blue Dickie jumpsuit. She'll need it to keep the blood of dead deer from staining her clothes. Knoll and another veterinarian are arranging medical instruments on a folding table. It's the kind of portable table that you might find in a school cafeteria or a church basement. Only today, the table is set up outside in the parking lot of a Department of Natural Resources building just outside Spooner, a small town in northwestern Wisconsin. In about a half hour, hunters will be pulling up in their pickup trucks to register deer that they've shot just this morning. When they do, Knoll, who works at the Department of Interior's National Wildlife Health Center, will ask hunters if she might take a few samples from the carcass. The purpose? To check for chronic wasting disease. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal neurological illness that is part of the same family of diseases as scrapies in sheep, mad cow disease in cattle, and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans. CWD destroys a deer's brain and is always fatal. Before death, the infected animal seems listless, confused, and often stumbles around aimlessly. There is concern among some people that CWD may be transmittable to humans. Yet many states in the Great Lakes region, such as nearby Minnesota, have just begun testing for CWD in wild deer herds. While it still seems limited to captive herds, officials are worried the disease could spread. Dennis Stauffer is a spokesman for the Minnesota DNR.
The greatest problem, we think, in terms of not just the animals, but in terms of human health, is if this somehow gets into the wild population. That would be, I think, very problematic, because then once it's no longer just limited to captive animals, then you have a real issue of how in the world do you get to it and eradicate it.
In Wisconsin, veterinarians like Knoll have been testing dead deer since 1999. So far, the news has been good. No cases of CWD have been detected in the state's wild deer herds. Back at the parking lot, employees are now ready to tag incoming deer. And that's got Knoll busy, too. She strolls over to a couple standing next to a dead buck, resting its head on the tailgate of a red pickup.
Who got the deer this morning?
That'd be you.
Congratulations, that's great. So we're doing some sampling for looking at different diseases in the deer herd. Are you interested in maybe we can take a few samples from your deer? And
the pair agrees, and Knoll gets busy. The first thing she does is pull the deer's head beyond the edge of the tailgate. Then she begins slicing through the fur and into the neck.
What I'm doing is I'm making a cut in the neck just behind the jawline, and that exposes the base of the brain, basically the brain stem, and those lymph nodes that we're looking for.
The lymph nodes are tested for bovine tuberculosis, or TB, a disease that's been found in Michigan's free-ranging deer herd since 1994. Wisconsin began testing for TB in 1996 and has yet to find an incidence of the disease. The man who shot the deer is Tom Hack of Hartford, Wisconsin. Once the brainstem, lymph nodes, and blood samples are analyzed back at Knoll's lab, Hack will be notified of the results. There's been no evidence linking CWD to humans. However, the state is testing deer for diseases, and I ask Hack if that gives him pause.
Well, sure, if I'm going to be eating the meat, yeah. Yeah, it would worry me. So,
are you going to wait until you get your postcard back before you?
You know,
eat the meat?
No, I don't think so.
A little later, I catch up with Ken Jonas. He's a wildlife biologist with the state DNR. This morning, he shot a deer himself, and now he's tagging animals nabbed by other hunters. I ask him if hunters should wait until they receive their postcards back in the mail before eating the meat.
No. Again, we consider all the deer currently to be safe in the state of Wisconsin. The monitoring is being done to determine if there is a problem. At this point in time, we have no detects of either of those diseases on the wild herd.
The reason for the testing, Jonas says, isn't to let individual hunters know of a personal health risk, but to see if CWD has found its way into the state's wild deer herds. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Todd Milby in Minneapolis.